KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 72, good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Saturday, August 11th. News sponsored by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning, the First National Bank, and trusted Ralph Beard for Grady County Commissioner District 3. Should be a nice day today. We could have some afternoon showers and storms, high of 90. 70% chance for rain tomorrow with a high only of 82. More oil field drilling projected for the scoop and stack plays. The story part of today's Cool News. Continental Resources boosting its overall drilling budget for the rest of the year, including here in the Scoop and Stack regions. Reports this week that Continental will pour an additional $200 million into its drilling budget. Most of that will be invested in central Oklahoma, the rest in North Dakota. Higher than expected oil prices, the reasons for the surge in drilling. The Oklahoman reporting that about two-thirds of that $200 million is for the Springboard project. That includes much of the Chickasha and Lindsay area in the Scoop and the Kingfisher and Watonga area in the Stack. The Springboard plan, announced a couple of months ago, calls for 350 wells to be drilled in a 70-square-mile area. Continental wants to drill another 14 wells by the end of 2018. While the announcement is expected to boost 2018 production, most of the benefit will be in 2019 and beyond, as the increase in activity should result in increased oil production. Continental raising its projected estimate of production this year about 10% to be between 290,000 and 300,000 barrels of oil per day. Tense moments for highway patrol troopers involved in a high-speed pursuit yesterday. It started just north of Chickasha on U.S. Highway 81 when Trooper Michael Jewell clocked a pickup speeding through a construction zone. The driver sped away and the trooper's speed topped 100 miles per hour. The pursuit circled back into Chickasha, where Chickasha police assisted. The pickup crashed at a residential area at 9th and Iowa and almost hit a house. OHP Trooper Lieutenant Kerry Massey.
Our biggest scare was is that when the driver crashed out, the driver did bail out on foot, and a foot pursuit was ensued. We couldn't reach Trooper Jewell on the radio. That's why you had all of us headed this way at a high rate of speed. But fortunately for us, the bad guys get to go to jail, and Trooper Jewell gets to go home.
Neither Trooper Jewell nor the two people in the pickup were injured. Arrested were 35-year-old Robert Patrick D'Amico, who lists a Wellston address, and 32-year-old Christina Gonzalez of Chickasha, both being held at the Grady County Jail on complaints of looting. Massey said additional complaints may be added as the two were seen throwing items out of the truck during the pursuit. Massey said they were trying to find those items. We do have some video of the crash site on our Facebook page. It's already been seen 7,000 times. They're rolling out the welcome mats in Rush Springs today for the town's annual Watermelon Festival. The area has the distinction of being one of only a few places to grow the Black Diamond. That's different from the watermelons available in most stores, which are Jubilees. The Black Diamond is more round, and the rind is a deep green color. The meat of the melon is red, just like the Jubilee, and some say it's a little bit sweeter. Emily Long is this year's Watermelon Festival queen. Her family's fairly new to the business, but there are many who have been growing watermelons for years.
It's kind of a family tradition that goes down through the generations. My family, along with the Scott family, we actually have our own melon field, so we're new to it, but we're figuring it out. We also have Mr. Joel Tumbleson. He does a great job. The Millers, the Miller family. Pittman's, that's another good one. So any of them, if you get some melons from them, it's going to be a good one.
There are activities all day at Jeff Davis Park, just a couple of blocks from the downtown Rush Springs area. There's have 50,000 pounds of watermelon, or 25 tons to be served today. It's just a dollar for a huge wedge most of the day, but after 4 o'clock, it's free. There are over 100 vendors with arts and crafts and food, a watermelon exhibit, which will include the largest melons grown this year, a carnival, a car, truck, and motorcycle show, and you can even take part in a seed spitting contest. Several events today to help Chickasha school kids who will be returning to the classroom next week. Shepherd Street Christian Church will have its annual outreach with free clothing, hygiene kits, and vaccinations. They'll have games and serve hot dogs and offer free haircuts Monday at Ouachita Valley Park. That's from 11 to 3 today at 802 South Shepherd. New Life Christian Church having a huge clothing sale. Everything selling for 25 cents, even name brand tennis shoes. That's this morning at the church at 1828 South 13th. Proceeds will help area teachers as well as a mission in Kenya. And Michigan Avenue Baptist Church having a program tonight. They'll have free backpacks and hygiene kits for the first 50 students, plus free haircuts. They'll serve free hot dogs and snow cones. That's from 5 to 8 tonight at the church at 8th in Michigan. Here's what we're talking about this weekend. The Ouachita Valley Community Action Council provides many services to the region. We'll talk to Charlotte Key, Leanne Howell, and Jimmy Britt on our cool conversation. And on Real Estate Today with John Mosley, this week's guest is Chickasha City Councilman David Sykes, who also is on the Oklahoma Energy Resources Board. We have links to both programs on our website, so you can listen to them whenever you want. Go to cool1055fm.com and you'll find them under the Community tab. Our weather forecast should be a pretty nice day today. Some afternoon showers and storms with a high of 90. And then for tomorrow, about a 70% chance for storms and a high tomorrow only about 82. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. In sports, the Chickasha Fightin' Chicks will renew a long rivalry this football season. The Chicks open up with the Marlow Outlaws. It used to be a traditional season opener for years until the Chicks move up to Class 4A, but the series returns for at least the next 2 years with the new district alignments. The Outlaws expected to be a playoff contender in 3A this year. They are in a very competitive District 2, and a preseason coaches poll has them in the top four. Coaches like Plainview to win that district, followed by Sulphur. The Outlaws are tied with Douglas for the third spot. Marlow was a playoff qualifier last year, losing in the first round, but they finished the season with a 5-6 record. Chickasha and Marlow square off Friday, August 31st in the season opener at 7 o'clock at Chickasha's Memorial Stadium. The CHS volleyball team playing at the Westmore tournament again today. The team dropped matches to Westmore and Star Spencer yesterday. High school baseball over at the Verdon Tournament. Duke defeats Nittacaw in the semifinals, and Calumet gets by AMPO JV 8-6. So Duke and Calumet play for the title today, with Nittacaw and AMPO JV playing for third. Losers bracket games yesterday. Geronimo beat Verdon 5-3. We didn't have a score for the CMET and Santa Fe South contest. Other baseball, Amber Pocasset defeats Lokiba Sickles 5-4, and Union City takes two from Dover 12-0 and 14-0. And at the Marlow Baseball Festival, Stonewall blanks Fort Cobb Brockton 6-0, while Bing defeated Fletcher 6-4. Now to softball, where AMPO wins its three pool play games at the Ripley Tournament, defeating Wacomas 8-2, Davis 5-1, and Oilton 7-2. At the Verdon Festival, Alec wins twice, taking down Paola 7-1 and Calumet 7-0. And in non-tournament action, Cyril topped Minko 6-4 and Fletcher over Fort Cobb Brockton 10-0. Over at the Chisholm Trail Classic in Shawnee softball, Blanchard split games with a win over PC North 8-0, but losing to Piedmont 11-5. Tuttle wins twice, 12-0 over Heritage Hall, 7-1 over Plainview. Bridge Creek dropped a 3-0 decision to Washington, no score available in the Bethel game. And Newcastle won two times, 3-0 over Lincoln Christian and 13-1 over Cash. And at the I-40 Classic, Carnegie gets two in the win column, 3-0 over Elgin and 5-2 over Chisholm. That's your cool news, weather, and sports. Anytime you miss the news, go to our website, cool1055fm.com. You'll find a link under the news tab. The website's powered by the Southern Plains Medical Center and the Spine Center at SPMC. I'm George Plummer.